Blog Talk Radio.
Privilege and pleasure it is to have a relationship with God that just burns us from the tip of our toes to the top of our head. That ain't nothing but spiritual life of God burning inside of every believer. Praise the Lord and welcome to Fire, the gospel experience that is dedicated to honoring the true and only living creator God. Now is the time, beloveds, to let our minds, bodies, and souls be renewed and refreshed in our relationship with our great, wonderful, and magnificent God, our Father, and words cannot express how we feel about His precious and beautiful Son, our Prince of Peace, our wonderful Messiah and Savior, none other than the one and only Jesus the Christ. Right here on this fire gospel experience, Jesus the Christ is unashamedly, unapologetically, as well as unequivocally declared to be the only Redeemer, the only acceptable Lamb of God. He is the only chosen one. There is no other that has the keys of life, death, hell, the grave, and to our beautiful eternal life. He's our only hope in life for this lost, dark, and dying world that we're living in. Blessings again to each and every one of you beautiful souls. I'm your purpose and power-driven host, Ron E. Jefferson, and I'm here to bring you the most uplifting spiritual soul inspirations, as well as some of the most anointed gospel music that has ever been made and ever been played. Fire, 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 the gospel experience will light, ignite, and fan those flames that's in your spirit, man, woman, boy, or girl, so that you can be that victorious believer in Jesus the Christ. Because I'm here to tell you, I'm a walking, talking, living, breathing miracle and example to let you know that God is not a respecter of persons, y'all. No, He's just looking for a humble heart to worship and fellowship with Him in spirit and in truth. We will be embracing for your spiritual nutrition as well as your spiritual consideration from the book of Malachi, chapter 2, verse 16, where we read the Lord God speaking through the prophet Malachi about how he feels about divorce and marital separation. We know that many references to marriage that God shares views as symbolic of our relationship with him, God Almighty. So when marriage is broken, it destroys the preferred image that God has ordained it to be. Yeah. Why does many marriages fail? We're going to talk about that. What does it take to create the successful formula and people for marriage to flourish? We're going to talk about that too. I mean, it certainly is and has to be more than just a piece of paper. We're going to talk about stay or nay. We're going to talk about marriage, divorce, and everything in between. My special guest is here. You talk about an awesome and dynamic special guest that I have for you. She is a clothier, author, speaker, realtor, singer, and songstress. Woman of God, Lady Dorian Marie is here. Man, I just recently went through Facebook and saw this young lady doing her Facebook Live presentation. Blew me away so much, I had to move some people around, make some cancellations. I had to bring her in right away, like they say, while the fire is hot, because she has a testimony of truth and transparency that is going to encourage everybody, give some insight, give some inspiration. And we're going to keep it real like we always do right here on this Fire Gospel Experience. And if you think that's not enough, guess what, y'all? Woman of God, author, and certified marriage coach, Kenesha N. Collins is back. Y'all already know how much Jesus love I have for this sister. When she comes, man, she breaks down relationships and marriage in such an insightful way that we are going to just share together. As Woman of God, Lady Dorian Marie is sharing her testimony, we're going to jump in and out and make comments as Holy Spirit God gives us a revelation or some insight to just speak. And then we're going to let Lady Dorian continue to just share an amazing testimony that's real talk that the churches seldom talk about. Marriage problems, divorce issues, separation issues, these are conversations that need to be made. So listen, I'm excited about this broadcast. Call a friend, call a family member, call a coworker or somebody that's in your spirit right now that you know could really benefit from hearing this broadcast about stay or nay, about my special guest coming in and keeping it real with some real Christian, real life conversation. We've already had prayer. I'm so fired up. Holy Spirit God, do what you do. Enlighten us, inspire us, and thank you for overseeing our lives and lighting the fuse that's about to set the internet as well as the radio airwaves on Holy Ghost sanctified fire. Lord Jesus, have your way. You have been officially warned about how you about to be blessed. Hallelujah! Yes!
Connection beyond understanding and amazing love. There's nothing about you I can't see myself living the rest of my lifetime with. You are the one and it's a perfect fit. There's nothing about you I can't see myself living the rest of my lifetime with. No. Will we share love in this lifetime, or will we just let it pass us by? Don't let it pass us by, baby. Will we share love in this lifetime, or will we just let it pass us by? Don't let it pass us by, babe. I can feel it in your touch. never felt so much more than chemistry. We were made for each other, more than lifetime lovers. You're my destiny, boy, you are my destiny. There's nothing about you I can't see myself living the rest of my lifetime with. You are the one and it's a perfect fit. There's nothing about you I can't see myself living the rest of my lifetime with. No, will we share love in this lifetime, or will we just let it pass us by? Don't let it pass us by, baby. Will we share love in this lifetime, or will we just let it pass us by? Don't let it pass us by, babe. I like your toes, that's what he told me. I like your lips, I like your nose, I like your hips, I like your toes, that's what he told me. Oh, there's nothing about you I can't see myself living the rest of my lifetime with. You are the one and it's a perfect fit. There's nothing about you I can't see myself living the rest of my lifetime with.
Living my lifetime with the one person that I believe is designated just for me is just a fabulous and a beautiful aspiration to have. But unfortunately, y'all, as we all know, sometimes those dreams, those fantasies are still in the oven baking and aren't quite done yet, just haven't arrived yet. But we're here to talk about what to do in those type of situations if you're going through it, and maybe some of the things that have led up to it if you are still in the possibility, y'all, of making proper restorations for those relationships. We are here. I am so happy and excited. I have two dynamic, spiritual-minded women that are here with me. I'm just happy to introduce to some and to present to everyone else, Woman of God. I know some don't necessarily like that title, but just for the sake of just me pouring accolades on you and acknowledging your spiritual aptitude, Lady Dorian Marie and Lady Tanisha N. Collins are here to discuss stay or nay. And we're going to have a good time while we're talking about it, y'all. Y'all about to be blessed. Come on in the room, you ladies. I am so excited to have y'all here with me. I just can't wait to see what God is going to bless us with these dynamic, awesome, and amazing women of God. Y'all think y'all been talked about? Y'all think y'all have had these conversations before? Maybe with your girlfriends or in the barbershop? But I tell you what, we're going to have a sanctified conversation about it right here, right now. And it's going to bless each and every soul. Come on in, Lady Dorian Marie, Lady Tanisha Collins. She's tired of God. Oh my God, welcome, y'all here. My audience is all fired up. Yes. Welcome to Fire the Gospel Experience, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
It is my pleasure. It is my pleasure. What I'd like for you all to do is to just briefly introduce yourselves. I'm going to start with you, Lady Dorian Marie, and then Lady Tanisha Collins. Come on in and just introduce yourself briefly. Let's get this anointed conversation on. Lady Dorian Marie, tell us about yourself.
I am Dorian Marie, and that is my clothing brand. That is my brand overall. I am Dorian. I'm a music artist, speaker, author, now ghostwriter, also do real estate, and overall entrepreneur.
Amen, amen. And listeners, that was Lady Dorian Marie starting this Fire Gospel Experience off with a song that she's entitled Lifetime from her collection of music talking about her other playlist. We're going to keep it real right here, this Fire Gospel Experience. So as you can see, she is gifted. She's anointed in so many things. We're going to talk about that lifetime pursuit in just a minute. But right now, Lady Tanisha Collins, welcome back to Fire the Gospel Experience. Introduce yourselves all over again.
Oh, thank you so much, Brother Ron. I love being here. Thank you so much for having me. As he said, I am Mrs. Tanisha N. Collins. I am an accountant and editor turned author, speaker, and marriage coach. I love, love, love marriage and the gift that God has given us, aka sex, within the confines of marriage. And I just love the opportunity to talk to everybody about this good thing called sex and marriage. So glad to be here with you today, Brother Ron, and thanks again for having me.
Oh, it's always my pleasure, my dear. And I was just waiting on you to say what you normally always say. A happily married wife of 27 years, y'all. See there? That's what I'm talking about.
29 tomorrow.
Jesus, that's what we're talking about. 29 tomorrow. It can't be done, y'all. It's just a matter of some particulars that have to fall in place. You don't just get lucky and humbly stay married for 29 years, my God. So there's some formula and some wisdom that Lady Tanisha Collins has, and she's going to share just like she has. She's no neophyte. She's not new to this particular Fire the Gospel broadcast, but we are just excited. And I want to let my listeners know, Lady Tanisha, that you have authored The Sex Dare, A Married Couple's 21-Day Guide to Great Sex. Amen.
Yes.
And I was reading, listen, this is for grown folks, and I was reading on your page the other day. And Lady Doris, she going to keep it real because she said the orgasm hits different when you married. So when you happily married, that's real talk. That's real talk.
This is
a ministry that I'm going to say complements our church worship services, because there's some things the churches have not, for whatever reason, decided to discuss. We're not so holy, we're not so saved, that we're not here to enjoy the natural pleasures that God gave us within their proper protocol, within the sanctity of marriage. God gave us, if God wanted us to just have children, he wouldn't have made it feel so good. So with that, y'all continue to follow these particular women of God. So what we want to do, Lady Dorian Marie, we want to get right to it, because when I saw your Facebook Live presentation, how you talked about the bravery of what you're going through in marriage, I was just so much appreciative of your transparency and your boldness. Woman of God, so whatever point you want to start in your life, either prior to marriage or if you just want to jump right into our subject about what you're going through, past, present, and what you perceive to be the future in terms of marriage, divorce, and everything in between, I'm going to pass the microphone, the platform to you, and me and Lady Tanisha, we'll just maybe jump in periodically when we feel so moved. Go right ahead, Lady Dora Marie. It's all yours.
Okay, we'll go ahead and just jump into the subject of divorce in the church and people that are in the faith, because when I did get divorced, I was in the church. And I was married for 7 years, and one of the questions you asked were, why do marriages fail? I'll start with this. Number one is because we're not with the person we were supposed to be married to in the first place. We get married for the wrong reason. And I know that's what our situation was. And this is not Sebastian. This is to hold both of us accountable. He needed a wife that looked like marriage material, because the person that he was with, she had the tattoos, she had the piercings. And we were only 20, 21.
Okay.
And she, you know, she was from the world, but he loved that girl. And I told him, you know, she's going to get married, you know, so-and-so, you know. But she had all of that, but I was the plainly, homely, country-looking girl with a ponytail, no makeup. And, you know, I could sing, I could play, and I was a better fit. And so his, you know, when you're in ministry, you have a pastor over you. And his pastor was saying, you know, this is the one you need to marry. You need a wife to go into ministry. And so I had that look, that feel. But we didn't love each other. We didn't know each other. We knew each other for 4 months. Mm. And he kept going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Gave me the ring, then took it back. Then she, you know, I even talked to the girl. I was like, look, I don't, you know, I haven't gotten into a physical fight in my whole life. I wasn't trying to fight that girl. And so I was like, hey, if God spoke to y'all, that's what y'all need to do, you do that. But he eventually came to me, and, you know, and I just believe that it was because I had the look of ministry, but he really wanted to be with her. And I wanted to get out of my mom's house. So that's why we got married. I just wanted to get out of the country. And we were going to move to a different city where he could pastor and I could play. But out of all that, you don't hear that God spoke to us. You don't hear that we were in love. Mm. You don't hear that we couldn't stay away from each other. You don't hear that we spent hours praying. Even though we say we did, and I know that I did, God was saying yes because I said God was saying yes. So that fit my agenda to get out of my mom's house. And so a lot of pastors, when it was time for me to divorce, they would tell me, you know, what God joined together, let no man put asunder. And I would tell them, God didn't join together. I did. So this is why it was 7 years of hell. And you're talking about pastor and wife with no love life. You know, we were a pastor and wife, and we had no love life. And I remember, like, the song you just heard, Lifetime, my album, my other playlist, and I'll go into that, and then I'll let you guys jump in if you feel so, you know, the need to. I wrote that album right when I was in the thick of, you know, dealing with a lot of church people, because I had just posted the song. It was a song by Daniel Caesar and Her. It was very popular at that time. I don't even remember the song, but it was very popular, and it was a secular song. And it was my first song that I had posted after 3 years of taking a sabbatical. And I was in a wife beater, like a tank top, and I just posted it. And the church came after me hard. They're like, you're supposed to be a first lady, and you're singing in a tank top. And it was a love song. And that's when God, you know, spoke to me and said, I need you to write a love song album. Now, this album is about my healing process. The album I'm working now is a true love album that married people, that you can listen to. And so he said, get on there, and I need you to write an album so that church people can understand they can have another playlist. And this is why marriages are failing, because y'all are listening to praise and worship and gospel 24 hours, and then you don't have anything to bring.
Right now.
You know what I'm saying? This is why marriages are failing. And so and if y'all think of the song, oh, my gosh, somebody, give me the song, and it was the song where he's singing, and I'll try to look it up too. But, and so I posted it, and I'm telling you, they came for me hard because I was their first lady. Oh, no. I was known to be the psalmist and things like that. And for me just to get on there and do that, because all they've ever heard from me was praise and worship. And so he said, this is the problem. We listen to that 24 hours a day, but when you get out of church, you have a spouse to face. You have kids to face. You have family. You have friends to face. Do you know how to operate in those relationships? No, because you keep taking it to the king with him, a man. You keep Hezekiah walking all day long. You know what I'm saying? And so
all day.
So
all
this
day.
Song, Lifetime. And so this song, Lifetime, that you just played, this is a man talking to, you know, his wife, talking to his person, saying, I like your nose. I like your toes. I like your hips. I like all of that. I like your lips. But, and come on now, there's a whole book, Song of Solomon, dedicated to this.
Song of Solomon.
You know, we want to talk about, you know what I'm saying? We want to talk about how, you know, why marriage is not working. This is one of the reasons why. It's because, number one, you're not married to the person you're supposed to be married to. Number two, when you are in that marriage, let me tell you this, and I'm going to let y'all take it. My ex-husband would always take my hand. He would take my hand to pray, to cast out demons in the name of Jesus for our ministry, but you would never take my hand and cast me across that bed. You know what I'm saying? Cast me across his bed. You know, take me to the king. You know, you would never do that. We would always just be praying. We on our knees to pray. Can I get on my knees? Okay, you know what I'm saying? We never doing nothing. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying. We never was doing that.
I
remember us having sex at least twice because I have two kids. Other than that, it's a blessing.
Lord Jesus. Help us,
there you
Lord.
Go. Y'all take it.
Oh, sis. Sis, is the song the best part? Is that the song?
Yes, thank you. The
I think
best
it's by
part.
Her.
That's the song. Yes.
Thank you,
her.
Best friend.
Caesar, this was yes. Yes. I just got on there and posted it. And they would come in the inbox. Don't forget the Shekinah glory. Don't forget the glory that's on your life. Don't forget. They came hard, and I get it, because that's all they've known from me. And then that's when he was like, I need you to write another album and let them know that they can have my other playlist.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I'm so glad you said that. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, Lady Tanisha. Go ahead. I can wait.
I'm so glad that she said that, you know, we cannot listen to gospel music in the bedroom. I made a post about a month ago, and I said exactly that. My husband and I do not listen to praise and worship and gospel music in the bedroom. We have a secular playlist. Mm-hmm. Yes, we do. Of the jams
that
make us feel really good. So, you know, saints have sex too. We are supposed to have sex. We are the ones who should be having the best sex ever.
Absolutely.
You should hear stories from the saints who are married about the, you know, how wonderful sex is and how, you know, how good it feels and how good it is for you. We should not be looking at the world for that. And when the body of Christ can't recognize that that's something that's good to talk about, there is a problem.
Yes, absolutely. Right. I agree.
Right.
I just want to jump in real quick because there's, well, the first thing that you said that got me is that you were able to reflect back on, you know, the things that maybe if you had the foresight, it could have given you a little bit more information. Because, see, I don't believe that there's anybody, you don't have to go all the way for a divorce in marriage. You can go through failed relationships and look and see some signs that were speaking to you. But what we do is sometimes we pick these so-called suitors or potential mates for the wrong reason. That's why we don't hook up with the right person, because we may be aware or even unintentional about hidden agendas. The sex was, see, here we go again. The sex was so tremendous, but it dulled and deadened my spiritual awareness. It compromised me in a way, whereas now I can't see straight. I can't think straight because the sexual part, the physical part of of our coming together overwhelmed my spiritual part. And the other thing I want to say, Lady Dorian, is how we so quick to beat somebody up when we think they down. You said the church's body just jumped all over you. We are so much quicker to be quick on the draw and shoot you down with as much criticism as we can. Why is that? Because it makes us feel more holier if we can find somebody that we can criticize when we're supposed to be supporting one another. Help me understand. Help me understand.
Well, for me, I believe it's a conditioned thing. It's a, they're conditioned that, okay, you know, God hates divorce. It's like, it's rooted in fear that if you do this, you're going to go to hell. You're not going to be in the kingdom. God's not going to be pleased. And so as leaders, they put that on, us. And what they don't understand, and I will, the only thing I'll say in their defense is they didn't understand why I was really getting out of it because he was physically abusing me. And there was documentation and there was physical abuse. And I did not completely tell those leaders that. And when I did, they told me to pray about it. The devil's just trying to steal your marriage. You know, they want me to just, you know, cover up your face with the makeup. Well, he's covering my face with his fist. And that's okay. Just come and be first lady. Smile. And, you know, the devil. It's the devil. I said, the devil didn't hit me. He did.
Exactly.
That's right. That's right.
Right. And so a lot of it is rooted in fear. They were, they didn't have, you know, and love is supposed to cast out fear. There was no love for me. I could play. Mm-hmm. I had gifts for the church, and that was what was most important. Not how are you doing, Dorian. What's the song list this week? Not how is the marriage. How many people are y'all running this week? You know, how was the offering this week? And so, you know, it was a lot of that. You know, they told me that I was under a spirit of witchcraft. I mean, the whole church shunned me to where nobody was talking to me, and I was that alone. And they said, you know, the spirit of witchcraft is on you. You know, he told them I was a lesbian.
Oh, my God.
And stuff like that. And so, And so it was not only
okay,
that I married the right person, but, that's just ignorance right there. That was just ignorance.
That's
ignorance.
The people not knowing the word.
Thank you. And a year later, they come back and they say, oh, my God, you know, he's really shown himself. We're sorry. We need a worship leader again. You know, they came back and they saw the truth. Because when you go through a divorce, to me, when you go through a divorce, that's a different person than who I was married to. Sometimes the person you're married to is not even the same person. When you go through a divorce, that's when you really see who you were married to. And the stuff that I went through, that's probably a whole other radio show of what it was like when you're going through the divorce. And this person turned into a whole totally different beast. But You know, when we, the conversation we had before we got married was when we met in this place, and he was like, do you want to be married? Yes, I want to be married. Do you think you can submit to a husband? Yes. Do you think you can love me like Christ loved the church? Yes. Okay, we're going to get married. What is that?
Wow.
You know
wow.
what I'm saying? That's conditioned. That's learned. That's what they taught us.
Yeah.
And that's what that yeah. was. And I just wanted to be married. I love the idea of, like Keisha was saying, I love marriage. I love the union of marriage. I think it's great. I love love.
Absolutely.
And that's what I was getting married to, not to this person. And, you know, I was getting married. And he spoke scripture, y'all. That's got to be the one. He spoke scripture.
Of course.
Yes. He's got to be the man of God for me. And so that's how we got, that's how it started. Yeah, yeah.
I think one of the things that is, I'm sorry, Tanisha, but I think one of the things that we struggle with is how we feel so alone and isolated on top mm-hmm. of the struggle of going through the painful reality of, I believe that when I walk down this aisle that this was going to be a person that was going to be with me, like the wedding vows say, through hard times,
yeah.
through good times, through
yeah.
hell and high water, through sickness,
yeah.
through poverty, through whatever. That romantic mm-hmm. fantasy that we dream one day will become a reality with this person. I'll have the
mm-hmm.
pleasure of growing older with this person. They'll take care of me and I'll take care of them. And then you have these external entities, finger pointing, blaming.
Mm-hmm.
And so we bear these burdens alone, which makes the situation even more compounded. Lady Tanisha, go right ahead.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is so good. I've got so many things going on in my mind, so I'm writing them all down and getting prepared for this word of inspiration because I'm like, woo, this is going off. But she pointed out something so good when she said that, you know, I just wanted to be married. You know, we had those three questions because that's what the church instilled in us, those three questions, and that was it for the marriage counseling, for the premarital counseling.
Yes.
You know, we just think
yeah.
of these things. The church is really failing the body of Christ in this area.
Yeah.
We're not being adequately prepared. And yes, we are to rightly divide the word of God for ourselves, to study and show ourselves approved. And so it's both. It's us as individual saints, and it's the body of Christ, the leaders in the body,
mm-hmm.
who should be teaching us what it means to be a wife, what it means to be a husband,
mm-hmm.
you know, who
That's right.
you're married to, each other and the father,
mm-hmm.
And how
mm-hmm.
to do that. You know, just like
mm-hmm.
there are classes to prepare you for particular degrees. There are tests
mm-hmm.
to prepare, you know, to see if you are ready to go to college, tests to
mm-hmm.
see if you are ready to drive,
Absolutely.
Tests to see if you are ready to be a nurse. There needs to be some tests that the church is providing for us to see if we are ready to be a spouse. You don't just walk
mm-hmm.
into this thing because, ooh, I love love. I love this. You know, it takes work,
mm-hmm.
good work, good work,
mm-hmm.
but it takes
yeah.
work to be
I
able
love
to get, yeah, good work to be able to be the right person for the person you marry. See, it has to be a commitment.
Right.
You have two people in this relationship have to say, I'm committed because I love Jesus. I'm committed
right.
to
right.
being the right person. So that when we do say I do, now we don't have hell because we know that we've committed
right.
to not only each other, but we have committed to Christ. So that means we're not going to be putting our hands on each other. We're not going to be cussing
Correct.
Each other out. We're not going to be talking to each other crazy. We're not going to be having a sexless marriage because those things
That's
are the
right.
things that
That's right.
the Word is talking about that we should have so that we can be a great spouse and have a great marriage and say, yes, we're celebrating 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80. I want to go to 100, 100 years of marriage
yeah.
and it not be hell.
Right, right,
Amen.
Right. Wow.
Amen.
You said so much. Go ahead. Go ahead, Ron.
I just wanted to say, Lady Tanisha, you are so proper and correct with that ideology. But having been married twice and now being a happy, single husband. We talked about that because in Proverbs it says he that finds a wife findeth a good thing and obtain favor of the Lord. So we're not trying to find somebody else's wife. We are trying to find someone that is prepared to be a wife. She's a wife in waiting. I am a husband in waiting for my particular spouse. Even though I failed in two marriages, that does not make me a failure as a husband. But the preparation for premarital sessions can be in place, but sometimes we find ourselves after the ceremonies is over with that we have been, I'm going to say, almost victimized by somebody that had hidden agendas, by somebody that was not being fully transparent with who they really are. They were keeping some of their tweaks, some of their proclivities, some of their pet peeves to themselves because they said, I don't want to run them off. So I'm just going to give them a minimum representation of myself, and then a person can assume that this is who they are, only to realize that that was only a small portion of who they were, and to realize that, wow, I was not getting the full picture, the full spectrum of who this person really is, and now I'm stuck with them. How do we deal with situations like that, or can you relate with that, woman of God? Dorian, can you relate with feeling stuck with a person that you never intended to marry, and had you known who they fully were, would have never married them in the first place? I'm sure there's a lot of us that have been married can say this.
Yes, yes. So in my first book, Let's Talk It Out, I forgot to mention the books I wrote, Finish It and Let's Talk It Out. In my first book, Let's Talk It Out, on page 29, it says, being single can feel like a hard prison sentence, but being married to the wrong one is like death row. Because a lot of single people are always like, I want to be married. And they feel like they're in this hard prison sentence. But sweetheart, you get married to the wrong person, baby, that's death row. It's like, you're stuck. Like, that's it. That's the end. And so to answer your question, yes. And I hold accountability to myself. I got into that marriage because I wasn't authentic. I had hidden motives. I just want to be married. Ooh, you my ticket out the country? Let's go. Okay, and so he had his agenda too. He had his agenda because his real passion was ministry. I remember while we were being married, he would say, I'd rather have my ministry to be married than to be married to you. That's what he truly wanted. And he saw.
But is that ministry? But that ain't right.
Wow.
Next radio show. Go on now. And so that's a whole other topic. And, and so he wanted to be, that's what he truly wanted. So that's what he should have done. And so those leaders should not have told him that a prerequisite to serving God that's not it. You don't have to be married to serve God. You don't have to be. And that's what they should have been teaching that young man. But they didn't.
Right.
They didn't. And so, you know, and so in my heart went out to him too. After we got divorced, I'm like, you are stuck too. You are miserable. That's why you put your hands. That's why there was a third party in our bedroom. Okay?
Right,
that's why there were three
right.
people in the marriage. So she didn't just stop before the marriage. She came into the marriage too. Okay? She came right over in there with
him. Oh, wow.
And so, okay, it didn't stop before February 14, 2021. She came right on in after that, and it wasn't her doing. He brought her in. Anyway, that's a whole other story. So I wasn't authentic. That's why my ministry is, you know, or you want to say my ministry, my platform, my brand is you living intuitively. You have to intuitively discern, but you can't do that until you're authentic. My brand, if you see my logo, it says Dorian Marie, and there's this little swirly, curly thing at the top, and that means authentic in that language. When you're authentic, you'll attract authenticity. And so because I was being fraud, I attracted fraud. And so we were two fraud people that got married, and once I knew a month later, what have I done? But it was ingrained. God hates divorce. So, you know, and I found pictures, and I found things, and things were revealed that he was still there in another place, and I was stuck. But I wasn't stuck. I was in my mind, the religious stuff, the tradition and culture made me believe I was stuck. I could have got out that first year and had that bad boy But, but my love for God, my heart for God, I didn't want to just please God, but it's God please that we stay stuck somewhere that's holding up our whole life, our whole ministry, our whole brand, our whole purpose.
Yeah.
My life was held up for 7 years. For 7 years, when I was Dorian X, I'm not going to say my last name, albums done. I did a praise and worship album that never went nowhere. I tried to do this. I tried to do that. The moment I got my last name back,
it was like heaven was saying, okay, finally, because we don't know who Dorian X was. We didn't have no purpose for that. But we do have a purpose for Dorian Marie, Dorian Watson, who you are now. And so and that's why everything that I'm doing now didn't happen until I got out of that marriage. And so I was not stuck. Okay. I kept myself stuck because of, you know, wrong thinking and not loving myself. I'm supposed to be getting hit by a so-called man of God. Okay,
amen.
I guess that's what God wants.
Amen.
I don't think so. And so I think that, you know, it's just that thing when a leader paints this picture of God to us and it keeps us stuck. That's what I believe. And so, yes, you're right to answer your question. You know, you can go through a lot of preparation, you go through a lot of things, but if that person is not being genuine and upfront, but that's where we have to be ourselves to make sure. And so right now, I believe that I was to get married today, it's going to be a totally different person than what I married because I'm totally different. I'm authentic. I can spot you. I don't need the flags don't have to be red. The flags don't have to be red.
Right.
It's just a flag. It don't have to be red. If it's just one below flag, you know, it's like, wait a minute, let's just stop right here. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I don't have to wait to see how red the flags are going to get this time around. I am authentic. I am pure in my own thoughts. You know what I'm saying? And not only that, you have to be attractive. Now, let me touch on this and y'all can take it. See, back then, it was, you know, back then, I didn't even pay attention to that. Are you a Christian? Are you a man of God? Do you go to church? Do you speak scripture? You know, that way when there are challenges and there are things that we disagree, at least I can look at you and be like, he sure is cute. Maybe we can just hold on a little bit longer. Maybe we can take this thing, you know.
That's right.
But when I'm not even attracted to you, come on now. And so now that's a prerequisite. When I look at you, you know, I'm just saying, I'm not judging. I'm not trying to be shallow, but I'm saying I believe that's part of it because in Solomon, what did he say? He described her neck. He described her breast. He described her everything. But the church don't, you know, they don't talk about that. Do they go to church? That's the first thing. Are they saved and do they go to church? Can they be fun? Can they be sexy too?
Right.
Amen.
Go ahead.
We're just breaking down some basic principles that we have found in our search for love, in our search for happiness, in our search for joy with one another. We've already broken down so many different things that's really about choosing the right person, and then it's really about being the right person. Sometimes we can put so much emphasis on who the person is that we have not really matured and concentrated on who we are to be willing to offer a marriage that is going to be mutually beneficial and blessing. And I'm going to say this too. We're going to take a music break because Woman of God, Dorian Marie, is going to bless us with more of her other playlist that is real talk relationship music. I'm not worried about it being necessarily labeled as gospel because just like Woman of God, Dorian Marie said, the book, The Song of Solomon, is not talking about spirituality other than the spirituality that exists between a husband and a wife, the human love. So that's what we're coming from on this Fire Gospel Experience. We're breaking down a human aspect of relationship, y'all, that's dealing with marriage, divorce, and everything in between. And y'all said some dynamic thing, but I'm going to turn the heat up a little bit more, too, because sometimes when we're going through, sometimes that between marriage and divorce, sometimes we find ourselves so compelled. Once you've been married, unless like you've experienced a sexless relationship, even if it was a rocky relationship that had bumps in the road, you were accustomed to a routine, periodic sexual relationship. And when you're going through those trials and troubles, that's when pornography, that's when masturbation, that's when adultery rears its ugly head. We're going to talk about that because we're breaking it down and keeping it real. As we are living in Christ, we have to deal with these flesh, these temptations, and these desires that we have. And Woman of God, Dorian Marie, just want to know, plain and simple, was it a mistake? Now that's a good one right there. That's a good one.
Was it a mistake if the choice I made me a better me? Is it fair to blame or call names for the pain that I couldn't see? You were just a mirror and you made it clearer that I'm not where I've thought I should be. I'm thinking of the day I took your hand. I thought you had mine, but now I'm all alone in my feelings. Dear God, what went wrong? Is this another test that I'm failing, or a game I am forced to play? Was it a mistake? Was it a mistake? 'Cause if I'm wrong, how can I ever trust in this heart again? If this was a mistake, was it a mistake if in choosing you I discovered me? Everything has changed, I'm not the same.
Hello, I am Doria Marie, songwriter, clothing line proprietor, and entrepreneur, speaker, author, and music artist. I would encourage everyone to get a copy of my books, Finish It and Let's Talk It Out, where I share my intimate lessons learned in love, music, and my faith. My books may be purchased at iamdorian.com. They are available in ebook and audio formats through Amazon and various online platforms. Keep it tuned in to Fire, the Gospel Experience, which will uplift your spirit and give you new strength.
Amen, amen. Mm-hmm. So correct, woman of God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lady Dorian Marie, for such a beautiful song.
Mm-hmm.
Was it a mistake? I'm going to say this to help you all know, because I've been blessed to have the designation of being one of the spokespersons for the Brotherhood. Amen goes right there. I'm going to share with y'all. Listen, there are groups of men that have gone through the pain of disappointment of relationships. There are a lot of brothers out there that look forward to marriage. I was 15 years old when I started preparing myself for marriage. I was 15 years old when I decided I wanted to be that loving, caring husband and father. And from that point on, I started studying men that I thought had that type of character that I was looking for. I started reading books, including Psychology Today, to figure out what made men and women tick. And I've been doing that ever since. And it's no mistake that the majority of my Facebook friends are like 95% women. That's because I have no problem with telling the truth and revealing some things that are kept inside of us men. And I'm here to tell you that men are wounded and men are hurt, and men are disappointed, mm-hmm. and men do cry when our feelings mm-hmm. have been touched with love or the potential of love, and then only to end mm-hmm. in divorce or relationship dissolve. So I just want to say all that because we'll hear married people say, you know, pray about it, do this or that, and we have these desires that I talked about. And I've always been mm-hmm. a passionate person. And so it's easy for somebody that has a married partner where their sexual desires are being satisfied. But when you don't have mm-hmm. a sexual partner to satisfy you, that's when you start hearing these voices about turning on the Playboy channel, the Hustler channel. And everybody mm-hmm. knows you can get pornography on mm-hmm. your cell phone. It's right there. And so yeah. we just want mm-hmm. these temporary pleasures to escape the reality of the harshness of our world when we're in between marriages, in between significant relationships, mm-hmm. while we're still in search of that soulmate. So I'm just speaking mm-hmm. out loud what a lot of people are not willing to say. Let me share with you all, mm-hmm. and then I'm going to release the microphone. I was just mm-hmm. in contemplation about my own particular life. There have been many times when I've been in church and I've had to close my eyes because a particular sister walked by, her body shape or some mm-hmm. clothing that she wore, either tight or revealing, and I had to close my mm-hmm. eyes to keep my mind off of lusting. And that's when I understood mm-hmm. what Jesus said, if your eye offends you, pluck it out. He's saying pluck that mm-hmm. lust from your eye out of your mind, so that you won't right. be lusting after her. I can look at a woman and admire her and appreciate her, but when I start visually mm-hmm. using Superman X-ray vision to strip her of her clothing and try to imagine what she looks like mm-hmm. naked and nude. See, the reason that a lot of men get caught staring is, and it's in my book, Listen to the Man, Think for Yourself. It's in my book. The reason a lot of men get caught staring is because we're looking at a woman and we are burning her image in our mind so that we can reproduce mm-hmm. that image later and masturbate. That's real mm-hmm. Christian talk now. Mm-hmm. And then mm-hmm. while we're seeing her walk by, in our minds, we may be having our own X-rated video right then and there. And we forget mm-hmm. that we're at the mall. We forget we're at dinner. And we forget that mm-hmm. we're even with somebody else. We get so caught up. It's called being in the bubble. I just need to share that with mm-hmm. y'all, because a lot of brothers don't speak like I openly share. And a lot of sisters mm-hmm. are frustrated and wondering why we don't talk. I have no problem with revealing mm-hmm. what I've experienced as a man and what I believe a lot of men experience as well. We just don't talk about it. I just need to share that. Mm-hmm. Woman of God, Lady Dorian, unless Lady Tanisha, you have something you want to yes. add, we want you to continue sharing. Woo. Lady Dorian.
Well, I'm glad you went that route when it comes to the man. Is that my music playing or is it yours?
I'm sorry?
Ron? Oh, that's it. Your music.
Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. I'm glad that you mentioned the man, because we talk about why a lot of marriages fail. You would think because uh-huh. I'm a female, I would have a large female following, but I have more men because I also have this second Facebook page where I did one video that went viral and the men jumped on it. And I said I didn't believe in happy wife, happy life, because the man needs to be happy too. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, I talked about how women, I asked them, I said, women, when was the last time you actually just sat him down and said, are you content and happy and satisfied with your life? Not with me, not with the kids, with you. Did you do everything you wanted
That's
to do
good.
In life? You know, if you had when was the last time and you get all the lip smacking? Well, he chose to marry. No. You want to know why it's not working? You want to know why he's staring somewhere else? Why he's masturbating? Why he did that? Because you're making mm-hmm. it all about you. But he needs to be happy, too. He needs to know that I'm in the right
Absolutely.
Place. I did everything I was supposed to do. Mm-hmm. I went to school, or I did this, or I started this business. And so it's not just about the woman. And so, you know, and then I did another one about, you know, women. You know, I'm serious. It's like give him that space and that time to figure that out, even if it's in the marriage, even if it's after 10, 7, mm-hmm. some years, because you don't want to stay somewhere and then you find out he's been cheating for 5, 6 years. That could be, that could be a place where we need to go separate ways so that we don't hurt each other, so that we don't continue, so that he doesn't. Because sometimes a man that cheats, that's not what he wanted to do. He didn't mean to do it. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's a different story. But it's like if y'all would have stopped and just talked about mm-hmm. that and allowed him to go through that season of figuring out, because he could say, yes, this is exactly what I'm supposed to be. You just don't want to be with somebody and you don't know where they are and you wonder why his head and his mind is somewhere else. And so I just wanted to throw that in there, yes, that the men and where they are, their status and how they feel about it, that is just as important than just focusing on is the wife happy, you know? And I guess I'll segue into, you know, because Tanisha, I was listening to what you were saying about, you know, she's a marriage counselor and a marriage, you know, what did you call it? A marriage coach?
Marriage coach.
Okay, here's the deal. I believe that, you know, okay, let me get back to my ex-husband. My heart went out to him, too, because that was our whole 20s. We spent our whole 20s in misery, in a miserable marriage, because pastors could not admit that they weren't equipped to teach that part of the church. And they shouldn't,
right.
you know, allow
right. yeah.
people that are licensed, people that are specialists, people that are expertise. If you know how to teach about money, you know how to teach about this or teach about that, you know, if marriage is not your thing, stop. Stop leading people down the wrong
mm-hmm.
path if you're not equipped to do that. Because him
mm-hmm.
as a man, he lost his whole 20s because he too was a victim. He was a victim of
right.
something that wasn't true. He could have spent his whole 20s building his ministry and could have been happy, satisfied, went back and got old girl with the tattoos. I'm just saying. He didn't have to be
Lord.
Pushed and forced into, you know, I'm serious.
Wow.
I'm serious. He did.
Wow.
I'm serious. And so when my album came out and my book came out, finish it because I talk about it. And so we talked about it. He said, I know I'm in your book. I said, I didn't use your name. I just talked about our experience. And I told him, I said, and let me tell you what he said. I said, you should have went back and got old girl. You should have went and got. He was like, yeah, but you know what he said? He said, but that's not what it was. I didn't know who I was at 2021. I didn't get a chance to do what I wanted to do in life. So he took it out on my face. He took it out on me while I was pregnant and wrestling me to the ground. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
wow.
So I think that's just important.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he said that out of his mouth, and that was just 3-4 years ago. We've been divorced for 12 years, and he just admitted that to me about 3-4 years ago. It wasn't even about the third party. It was about him. Like you said, he didn't know who he was. Because you know why? Because the church put the image on him and said, you a preacher, you got a preacher's head, you got a preacher's voice, and everybody in our family are preachers, all his uncles, everybody is a praise dancer, an usher, a parking lot attendant. Everybody does something in church. So they put
she
that on him and
attendant.
Didn't allow him. Yeah. Yeah, everybody does something. Somebody licks the,
right,
yeah, somebody
right,
licks
right.
the envelope. Somebody passed the communion bucket.
Ooh,
I'm not joking with you. I'm talking about cousins. They got the babies right out the womb. You're going to hold something. You're going to hold an envelope. You're going to do something.
Beautiful.
And so
that's
they,
beautiful.
Yes. So they put that image on him and didn't allow him to find out who he truly was. Because maybe he didn't belong in the
right.
Bucket. Because
exactly.
he's not in it today.
Exactly.
So I'm just saying.
Wow. Ooh, you said so much. It's so good. It's so good. But two things. First, we have to let people hear from the Lord what he
Absolutely.
Wants them to do with their own life. You know,
That's
what, you have to seek God and ask God, you know, what
That's
is it
right.
you want me to do? I know everybody else is a preacher, but is that what I'm supposed to do?
Mm-hmm.
What am I supposed to do?
Yes.
You know, but it's
come
gorgeous
on, come
and
on.
Beautiful and wonderful to have everybody in your family in the church. You know, I'm still
cool.
believing God. That, you know, I have brother-in-laws who are ordained ministers. I'm still believing, God, that we are going to tour the world preaching the gospel together.
Yes.
You know, us
Amen.
All together.
Amen.
I don't know how that's happening. I don't know when it's happening, but I've seen it. I'm still believing God for that. But I'm allowing the
I
Lord
wanna go.
To tell my children what they're doing. You got to go. It's going to be fun. It's going to be too fun. We're talking about Jesus. And I'm definitely going to be telling the body of Christ how to do this marriage thing. Because you know what? If you look
mm-hmm.
at the Bible, the first thing he instituted was marriage. It is important to him
That's
because
right.
it is a picture of us and him.
Mm-hmm.
It is marriage is
mm-hmm.
so deep, so holy,
exactly.
so sacred. And it, you know, it really has not been taught or explored, expounded upon in the body
mm-hmm.
of Christ. So, of course, we have to go around
mm-hmm.
the world together as a family, giving this great information. And then the other thing I wanted to say was a home has to be a safe place. And it's both
mm-hmm.
the husband and the wife's responsibility to make the house the safe haven. It's kind of like the strong tower. You know, the righteous run into mm-hmm. it and they are saved. So you have your strong Amen. Tower by yourself. And then when you get married, you bring it together, and both of you run into the strong tower together. But while you're there in the mm-hmm. strong tower, because you are naked before God, now you can be naked with your spouse. And what I mean naked, not mm-hmm. just, you know, you ain't got no clothes on, physically. But can I talk to you? Yeah. Can I be, you know, can mm-hmm. I tell you my secret? And you still like me. But that's all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Amen. You know, amen. That's crucial right
about
there.
About being like Jesus. See, we are supposed to be like Jesus. Number one, if you don't know whatever else you're supposed to be in life, you must know that as a child of the Most High God who says, I'm a Christian and I follow Jesus, your goal, your purpose is to look, think, act like Jesus. And guess how he acts? He is a giver. He is a forgiver. He is loving. And he allows you to be your flawed, ugly self. And he still loves you. Mm-hmm. And that's what each spouse is supposed to do. And that's how you become naked.
Yes.
So that mm-hmm. way, that's you good. Know, you can say freely to your spouse, you know, I don't mm-hmm. know what to do with myself. You know, I don't know what's going on. And then mm-hmm. the other spouse says, mm-hmm. because they're like Jesus, well, I'm with you. And I'm going to help you. And I might know what I'm supposed to be doing, but you know what? Let's get on our knees and pray and ask God what you're supposed to be doing. Let's do this together. And that's how mm-hmm. marriages grow together and stay together and succeed. And the marriage is not just for that husband and wife. Yes, it should be mutually beneficial. It should be great for that husband and wife. But it's also for the kids they produce and for the people that
that's
see
right.
that marriage.
Mm-hmm.
We are a light.
Mm-hmm.
We are a light, and we're supposed to be shining mm-hmm. that light to the world. And as I say in my group, Strong Marriage, this is where people see Jesus in you and in your relationship.
Amen. Mm. Amen. Powerful words, powerful words. I just want to just add this because we're just about out of time. I knew it was going to happen. We get deep into the conversation and run out of time. That's why I told you ladies in the beginning, don't even try to press about pushing this thing through. Because I already told y'all,
right.
and y'all are my witnesses, that before we went live on the air, I said this is going to be a 2-3-part series already. And
yeah,
if it goes
yeah.
beyond that,
yeah.
we are going to let Holy Spirit God regulate the 4 coming episodes of this because we're not going to let it go. We're going to have stay or nay part 2 on 3 or 4 or whatever
yeah.
description
yeah.
God gives us for inspiration. We're going to continue this conversation. Mm-hmm. But before we let it go on this portion, there are many of us that have gone through divorce. There have been many of us that may not have even reached the marriage vows, went to the altar,
mm-hmm.
but have suffered failed relationships, have lost, like I've heard you say, Lady Dorian, years. My first marriage was 17 long years. And then my second
yes,
marriage was 4 long years. I'm not here to denigrate. I'm not here
you.
To chastise
yeah,
or try
yeah,
to put
yeah.
anybody down because we all
right.
know that somebody listening to this broadcast is going to know who our significant other are. I have forgiven them. I have
mm-hmm.
asked God to move us both on
mm-hmm.
in prosperity and hold no grudges. We are just sharing our experience so that
I know,
somebody
I know.
Can benefit from it. But what one
yeah.
thing that we have to overcome in failed relationships, failed marriages, is feeling used and feeling like secondhand
mm-hmm.
material, feeling like my
wow.
best years have gone by me now and I have nothing
right.
else to offer. I'm going to
right.
say this and pass the microphone before we end this segment. Ladies, there is a scripture
mm-hmm.
verse that I use, and I go to the gym on a regular basis. I get sleep. I exercise. I take my vitamins, and I ask God to do for me like he did the psalmist in Psalm 103rd division and the 5th chapter. It talks about God who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth
Amen.
Is renewed like
mm-hmm.
the eagle.
Mm-hmm.
So what that does
mm-hmm.
is, y'all know y'all Bible history, there were 2 spies that had a good report and 10 had a negative report. The 2
yes.
that had the good
yes.
report was Caleb and Joshua. Caleb and Joshua said, man, we can do it. Ain't no problem. The other 10 said, we grasshoppers in the eyesight and in our own eyesight. So it's based upon our own self-reflection. If I think that I'm used, if I think that I'm secondhand, I'm going to give off that vibe and I'm going to present myself in that way. But I also want to say that Caleb was an 80-year-old man still swinging a battle axe on the front line. 80 years old. That's why the psalmist said God will renew our strength and our desires for good things like an eagle.
Right.
So you are not secondhand. You are better than, because everything that we went through was intended to be a lesson learned. And don't you know, submission to God and the wisdom that we have will make us a better qualified mate, even though we went through those failed relationships. And listen to this, even possibly because of those fair relationships have made us better spouses all over again. Whoever want to share behind that, please share.
I'll just end it. My part is, you know, if she has anything to add. Is that, you know, I still believe in the union of marriage and having a mate. I was just with the wrong person. It's just that simple. And although he didn't want the divorce when he got to the end, he definitely didn't want the marriage. So that doesn't mean, does that mean I have to stay stuck? Because, you know, you're not, you don't have financial equity in yourself to go off on your own. So you're going to stay codependent with me? No, I was willing to lose it all. And so, you know, it got to all that crying and funny. It's not, I don't want the divorce, but you didn't want the marriage either. So you're going to have to build your own financial equity. And I had to start all over. That's a whole nother story of how losing it. And that's what the YouTube video is that you saw. I talk about the process of divorce and how I could let it all go, but I still believe in it. And I also believe, you know, finding that right person. And then once you get into it, you got to have that separation of, you know, gospel music has to do with my relationship with God. Luther and, you know, all the other love stuff, that's between me and you. You know, you have to be able to, you know, incorporate that. And I still believe in it. And as you said, I told God, I said, listen, I'm going to get this divorce. I'm going to get out of here. If you never use me to speak, sing, or do nothing on the stage, as long as I have peace with you, you know, because you do have that big D on your back. Oh, my God, I'm divorced. The church is going to look at me some kind of way. They're going through their own stuff, y'all. They wish they could, had the bravery I had to do what I had to do.
Amen.
And so, and like you said, it's not about, I don't have this, you know, brand of I pro-divorce. Let's go. Everybody get a divorce. It's not that. This is just my story and about how I got out of it because it wasn't the will of God for me. And it was apparent. That's not the will of God to stay in something like that. That's, you know, even if it's not abusive, sometimes it's just not the right fit. It's not the right person. And you said something, Tisha, and I'm going to let you take it. You said something about marriage is good work. I will never, ever manifest, marriage is hard work. No, marriage is good work.
Mm-hmm.
It is good work.
Mm-hmm.
And because he said
right,
if we want to go scripture, he said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. But we always want to focus on, you know, the burden part, you know, lay your burden on me. Let's focus on the ease and the burden being light. Because when you're with the right person, that happens.
Mm-hmm.
Your yoke is easy and your burden is light.
Yes. Amen. Ooh, amen.
That
That's
is good.
Good.
That is good.
Tanisha?
Ooh, I'm so full. I'm so full.
Me too.
But I really love how she articulated that it's not the will of God to be bound up in a marriage that's filled with abuse or adultery or addiction.
No.
You know, God has the best plan for us. And if you're not living the best, there needs to be evaluation. And we're not saying divorce, divorce, divorce. But we are saying in certain situations, that may be the option for you. That may be what is called for in order for you to get to the will of God. But the best thing, see, I love my insurance because it's so focused on preventive care because it costs more if you don't prevent these things from happening to me. Then I got to come in for surgery, and that's going to cost thousands of dollars, but you could have prevented it in the beginning with just a couple hundred dollars. So if you go into marriage or before you even get there and prepare yourself Prepare how, Tanisha? Prepare with the Word of God. You've got to study. If you don't have anybody around like me to tell you how to do it, to coach you along, then you've got to get in that Word and study and figure it out for
That's
yourself.
Right.
You've got to ask God for yourself, what do I need to do to be a good wife? What do I need to look for? Can you talk to me? Is this person that I'm dating the one I should be talking to? Is this person genuine? Is this person right? Lord, am I genuine? Lord, do I got it right? You know, you got to be double dipping yourself and whoever you are looking into in order to make sure that when you do say I do, you haven't prepared so much for this beautiful wedding that you have not prepared for your marriage.
For the marriage.
That's right. Amen. 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 And I'm going to say this, too. If you don't have somebody like these fabulous women, Dorian Marie or Tanisha Ann Collins in your life, you better go find somebody like them. You better pray about it and let God send you a mentor instead of struggling. Holy Spirit, God can enlighten you and give you a word singularly. But don't you know that God sent us here to fellowship and collaborate and share our gifts together with one another? It's not about being no one man on a religious island talking about, I'm going to hold out, I can make it. And you're going to suffer unnecessary pain, bumps, and bruises in the process. It's pride that lets us hold on to something. It's guilt and shame that lets us hold on to other things. We are sharing what we're sharing so that as examples, and it may have taken us a while to get here, but because we had faith and trust in God, that as we speak, somebody will be set free, somebody will be encouraged, and somebody will look to the hills from where cometh our help, because our help comes from the Lord. And we are not going to take it back. We're going to stick with that. That's our story. Woman of God, Dorian Moore, Lady Dorian Moore, give us any contact information. If there's somebody listening to this broadcast that wants you to come to their event, to their revival, to their women's conference, how can they get in touch with you? And how can your music that I've been playing, and there's so much more listeners, how can they upload it so that you could be blessed?
Everything is on my website, iamdorian.com, iamdorian.com, or you can email me at info@iamdorian.com. I'm on all social media platforms under I Am Dorian Marie, as well as You Living Intuitively. That's my inspirational, motivational speaking page, and then I have my YouTube, all the same thing, You Living Intuitively, I Am Dorian Marie, where my album is. My album is on my website, and I also have a private Facebook called What I Had in Mind. Ask for an invite. I'll give you an invite, and that's where we talk about manifesting and creating the life that we are, you know, designed to live.
Amen. Amen. Well,
Amen.
Listen, you have blessed us. You have blessed us, Lady Dorian Marie. I'm looking forward to you returning back so that we can get an update, either continue this conversation or see how it transitions or maybe it's phased into another conversation along these same lines so that we can talk about what's not being talked about in the church. We can talk about it and give somebody an avenue and a resource. Because a lot of us are thinking we're the only ones going through when that is far from the truth. Many of us are keeping the same secrets, and we need to be more open. I understand it takes courage. That's why we have, like you said in your video, been brave enough to trust God to share some things that we've held on to and been secret for so many years. Lady Tanisha Collins, you know you're going to continue to be with us for Word of Inspiration. And you maybe give your summary of this whole conversation that is so powerful and impactful. And Lady Dorian Marie, we bless you. We thank you for joining us. I can't wait to have you come back so that we can continue on and give God glory and tell people how we become more than conquerors. Amen?
Yes.
Amen.
Good to be here.
Amen. Lady Dorian Marie was here on Fire the Gospel Experience. Yes, indeed. Don't y'all go nowhere. We are still continuing to have this Dorian Marie mini concert right here on this Fire Gospel Experience. I told y'all we had more music, and we ain't playing with it, y'all. We go just do what we do right here on this Fire Gospel Experience. We about to turn up the heat, and I can't wait for this woman of God, Tanisha Collins, to come in and bless us with her summary. I know she's going to bless us with some good gospel information and inspiration on Word Up, y'all, because that's what we do. Here's woman of God, Dorian Marie, blessing us. Former First Lady, she's been there. She's been through some things. And she's so brave and so courageous and committed in her faith, y'all, that she is willing to testify about how God has redeemed her, reserved her, and prepared her through some very difficult, dark days. And we have all come out as bright, shining light, not because of any intestinal fortitude of our own. All we did is ask God to do for us what we couldn't do for ourselves, even though we may have fallen.
You are listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where the praises are going up and the worries are going away. Playing for you the best and the newest gospel music on the planet and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. Keep tuning in and bless your family, your friends, and your coworkers by telling them about Fire.
Lord, the way you love me, Lord, the way you embrace me, your love is kind.
God, turn your children, here we go.
It feels so good, loving you, Jesus.
I know
that you love me.
It feels so good.
It feels so good, loving you, Abba.
I know
that you love me.
How's the man of God, Theodore Chestnut, on this fire gospel experience, talking about it feels so good. Y'all know that we enjoy so many pleasures down here on this earth, but I'm here to be a witness and testify to each and everybody listening to the sound of my voice right now that there is a greater pleasure that exists outside what we know physically. Everything that exists physically in our world is only representative of something that already exists in the spiritual world, and I need to say in more magnification. That is the desire that feels so good that feeds our soul. Nothing can compare with it. You can't fake that until you make it. You got to have a relationship with the Most High God to get what man of God Theodore Chestnut was talking about a soul satisfaction. Amen. Goes right there. We are at the portion of fire, the gospel experience, where you talented, gifted people that have a gift of orientation, of exhortation, of speaking words of life, nutrition, and betterment for our spirit, for our mind, for our soul, so that we can walk, talk, and live better in this world as representatives of the Most High God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And my special guest has already been joining us. And she's here to do double duty. She's going to give y'all that 1-2 spiritual punch with word of inspiration as she summarizes what we just discussed with our very special guest, Lady Dorian Marie, talking about stay or nay, talking about marriage, divorce, and everything in between. So without any further ado, for word of inspiration, my special guest, woman of God, Tanisha Collins, has returned to bless us. As I pass her the microphone and the platform, woman of God, Tanisha Collins, feel free to share with us the inspirations on Word Up that we trust and believe God has given you for a time such as this.
Amen. Well, we had a wonderful discussion with Lady Dorian Marie, as you mentioned, and lots and lots of good nutrition there for the body of Christ. Here are the highlights. You need to record this, audience. It's not called the fire experience for nothing. So
that's right.
Both persons in the relationship need to commit to becoming the right person prior to marriage. That way you won't run into all the things that we were discussing today with divorce. Many marriages slowly die because the needs go unmet. God didn't design dating or marriage to fulfill you. Only He can fulfill all of your needs. Marriage is a prepared, preferred, and desired image designed by God. It's the first institution that He created. God also is a God of forgiveness, compassion, and restoration. So don't let the body of Christ, you know, forget that portion when it comes to the issues that we were talking about today. You have to get your mind right before you enter into a relationship. And that's what we're talking about when we're talking about the right person. And you need to get married for the right reason. Seek God for your spouse, not yourself. That scripture that says, lean not to your own understanding, I mean, you get some revelation of that in this sentence. Seek God for your spouse and not yourself. Saints have sex too. Hello. We don't need to play gospel music in the bedroom, okay? Now, yes, are saints, but we also are spouses, moms, dads, teachers, co-workers, all those other things. And God is a God of balance and order. So there's an order to every part in your life, including your spouse life. We miss the signs and the red flags because sex or other things may blind your spirit. That is one of the main reasons why God says that sex is designed for and inside marriage. Abuse, addiction, and adultery are biblical reasons for divorce. I just want to throw that out there for the body of Christ. You know, a lot of times when people are going through situations like our wonderful guest, you know, we have to remember God is a forgiving God. God is a God of restoration. God is a God of compassion. And there are reasons that He says, hey, get up out of there. Marriages fail because we fail. We fail to prepare for marriage, and we were not the right person for the spouse in the first place. Did you hear me? We were not the right person. So it's twofold. You have to be the right person, and you have to marry the right person. Men, find someone who's prepared to be your wife. Women, be found, did you get that? Be found by someone who is already prepared to be a husband. You need the Holy Spirit to enlighten you about the person you're going to marry. You have to, you know, they talk about women's intuition, but there's a Holy Spirit living on the inside of you that is the Spirit of the Most High God who knows all. People do have hidden agendas. You may have a hidden agenda. You might not even know it. It's so deeply hidden. But you need the Holy Spirit to enlighten you. So we have a part in failed relationships. Did you seek the Lord first, or did you lean to your own understanding? I had to repeat that again because it's so important. You don't have to wait till you see all of the red flags, is what Sister Dorian said, before you put the brakes on marriage. You don't have to wait to get all of the flags. If you see some, there needs to be some conversations, some reflections, something to make sure that those flags are either eliminated or something else needs to happen, right? Marriage should be mutually beneficial, and it should glorify God. That is the purpose of your marriage. It is to glorify God. It's not happy wife, happy life. Ladies, ask your husband if he is happy in his life. You are supposed to be his helpmeet. You are supposed to be the one that God has given him in order to make his life what it should be. He did say two are better than one, and he did say that it's not good for man to be alone, and he did say that the two of you are one flesh. So it's your job, wife, to make sure that your man is doing what he is supposed to be doing in God, and it's your job, husband, to make sure that your wife is covered by you and doing what she needs to be doing in Christ. Home has to be a safe place. We need to be naked with one another. Are you your spouse's confidant? Can your spouse tell you some things about themselves or about their life? Even if you don't like it, how do you respond? Are you on their side? Are you with them? Can it be you and your spouse against the world? Don't feel used. Don't feel like you're secondhand, and don't feel like you're tossed aside if your relationship or your marriage has failed. Because if you do, you will give off that vibe. And guess what? That will be attracted back to you. You don't want that. But remember, God redeems the time. He will renew your strength. So you just wait and hold on to him and do what you need to do to make yourself prepared so that you are the right person and you attract the right person. Oh, get this, y'all. Sex is a vital part of marriage. I said sex and I said marriage. Sex is a vital part of marriage, and it should be mutually beneficial and greatly experienced for both of you throughout the entire marriage. It is not the will of God to be bound up in a marriage filled with abuse, addiction, and adultery. God has the best for you. The best. He doesn't want you bound by sin or devastation, depression, or anything, including a bad marriage. He doesn't want you bound. The only thing he wants you bound to is him. God's best is a marriage centered on him. If you start there, if your life is centered on Jesus, then you've already made the solid foundation, that building block to have a successful, godly, strong marriage. This is Mrs. Tanisha N. Collins, Christian, best-selling author, speaker, and marriage coach, giving you the word of inspiration on the Fire Gospel Experience with Brother Ron E. Jefferson.
Amen. Goes right there. Yes, Lord.
Yes. Amen, amen, amen. I was back here grinning from ear to ear because you nailed it. Thank you, woman of God. I sure do appreciate you. I'm with you. You got folks out there that are going to the altar and simply are not qualified to be married. So I'm not going to sit up here and tell y'all, keep trying to fit that square peg into the round hole because it's not going to work. And again, you so right. Happy man, happy clan. So it's got to be happiness spread around for the husband and for the wife. Woman of God, we thank you so much.
Amen.
I know that you have your Facebook post. I know that you have your group, Strong Marriage. Can you give us the information so that my listeners can continue to follow and support you on those platforms as well, and how you can be reached for any speaking engagements? I would appreciate, and I'm sure that there's somebody out there to be contacting you to be a part of their upcoming event.
Awesome. Thank you so much for allowing me to be with you today. You can reach me. You can see all of my books, all of my services right there in one spot, my website. It is www.Tenisha, T-E-N-I-S-H-A, Collins, C-O-L-L-I-N-S.com, TenishaCollins.com. So like I say, you can grab my books there. You can book me for services there. I would love to come to your church, to your women's function, and explain how beautiful marriage is and what God created and the gift of sex that he has given a husband and his own wife. And if you would love to get this preparation that we talked about for marriage, I do just that in a private Facebook or Meta group called Strong Marriage. It is free to join. It is a private group. You can book me for a one-on-one coaching or for small group coaching right there in the group. We have wonderful moderators who are ordained pastors in the pulpit who know how to have a successful marriage. There are thousands of people in the group receiving all of this good stuff that we're talking about, the preparation to make sure you are the right person when you're dating, when you're single, when you're engaged, when you are newlywed, or if you've been married for 50 or more years. This group is for you. Please join today, right on Facebook.
Amen.
Strong
Amen.
Marriage.
Amen. That's what I'm talking about. We are so much better when we learn to fellowship, cooperate, and commit to one another, believing that God has his hand of favor and blessing on all of us. That's when we'll truly shine as bright as a light can shine in this dark world of unbelief, because we are empowered by the word of God, by the will of God, and by the living God himself. Woman of God, Tenisha N. Collins, you keep doing the beautiful work that you're doing, and God is going to keep on blessing you, your life, your marriage, mind, body, and soul. That's my prayer for you. Just keep me in your prayers while you're praying, and I appreciate you.
Yeah.
Woman of God, Tenisha N. Collins, y'all. She blessed us real good. Lord have mercy. I feel so much better. That's how we do it here on this fire gospel experience. If you want to be my special guest, get in touch with me. I dare you. If you want to take your ministry or your calling to a whole nother level, I dare you to get in touch with me. Give me a call, 870-413-0220, and let's take care of this kingdom collaboration business and get you moving to where God has already prepared, ordained, and created you to be. That's why I'm here, to call you out so that you can step out on your faith and let God use you in ways that you hadn't even prayed about, hadn't even imagined, didn't even think was possible. Or send me a message, Ronald Jefferson 1. If you're a gospel artist, send me that MP3 music so I can put you on airplay like I did Woman of God, Dorian Marie, and others. And then I'm right there on Facebook, Ron E. Jefferson. Send me a message. I dare you to trust God to take you higher. Don't you know that when we unite ourselves wholly, commit ourselves to God with no restraint, with no holding back, we can experience some of heaven right here on earth. In this life, right here, right now. You don't believe me? Just ask Woman of God, Janiyah Robb, and she will tell you plain and simple. We can have heaven on earth by having heaven and earth. Giving God praise.
Everything I'll give thanks, in everything I'll adore you. Oh Lord, you are my King. Though I sink deep in mire, and the floods they overwhelm me, you are still the God who answers All glory to your name. Oh, all heaven and earth shall adore you. All heaven and earth shall praise you. All heaven and earth shall magnify the name of Jesus Christ. All heaven and earth shall adore you. Heaven and earth shall praise you. All heaven and earth shall magnify the name of Jesus Christ. And everything
I'll be fine.
Hello, I'm Tanisha Collins, happily married wife of 27 years, best-selling author, speaker, marriage coach, and child of the Most High God. Grateful to God Almighty who called me to celebrate who He is in the highest. If you're in search of someone who will speak life, love, and strength over marriages with the spirit of worship, praise, and thanksgiving for your conference, revival, seminar, or fellowship, please contact me via email at mrstanishacollins@gmail.com. To view dates and times for my teaching ministry, to browse my selection of books and services, or to book me for your next event, visit my website, tanishacollins.com. That's TENISHA Collins.com. You are listening to Fire, the Gospel Experience where the fire is a moving, uplifting, and unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I am inviting you to let the light of Jesus Christ shine bright in your life. Be a blessing to your family, your friends, and your co-workers by telling them about fire. It's all about kingdom building.
Amen, amen. Thank you, woman of God, Tanisha N. Collins, because that really is what it's all about. It's about us having the opportunity and the wonderful privilege to magnify God in our lives, in our own personal way and walk. We are blessed to be representatives of the Most High God. We are embracing for your spiritual consideration and nutrition from the book of Malachi, chapter 2, verse 16. And we're still talking about stay or nay. We're talking about marriage, divorce, and everything in between. Reading from the Message version of the Bible, it says, I hate divorce, says the God of Israel. God of the angel army said, I hate the violent dismembering of the one flesh of marriage. So watch yourself. Don't let your guard down. Don't cheat seed. Amen. What a very graphic description. Don't cheat seed. Let's talk about future generations. Amen. Amen. And also, too, from the Amplified Bible, that same verse, Malachi 2 and 16, says, for the Lord, the God of Israel, says, I hate divorce and marital separation. That's why I love to amplify it, because they put that separation part in there. And him who covers his garment, his wife, with violence. Therefore, keep a watch upon your spirit, that it may not be controlled, that it may be controlled by my spirit, and not your own spirit, I added, that you deal not treacherously and faithlessly with your marriage mate. Keyword on marriage. So we've already established God hates divorce. God hates division. And the marital union is the most intimate of all our earthly relationships. That's why the Bible says that you will cleave to your wife and leave your husband, leave your father, leave your mother, because the husband is to cleave to the wife. And this is why marriage is used symbolically in the Bible to represent the intimate union between God and man, generically speaking, mankind, and between creator and creation. And so consequently, this will be the most attacked relationship to mankind that ever exists. We have an invisible enemy, the devil, Satan, who intentionally and very strategically moves to dismember marriage. The word of God continues. He says, I hate divorce, says the God of Israel. God of the angel army says, I hate the violent dismembering. God not only hates the devastation of the finalization of marriage. No, it's more to what God hates than that. We have to get down to where, I guess you could say, the rubber meets the road when it comes to how God hates the devastation of the finalization of marriage, but even the separation in marriage, which usually precludes to divorce finalization. When there is separation, this is when the devil and our own human propensities will conjure up temporary alterations for marriage. This is where married people can become involved in extramarital affairs, reasoning that divorce is on the way. So premature relationships develop, including that of a sexual nature and encounter or encounters. Now, in the sight of God, this would be the equivalent of reneging in our faith and commitment walk to God and turning to other gods, which usually are our own human fleshly desires and thinking, to compensate for the pain and the frustration of our turbulent marital problem. There is a weight that is attached to what we go through. And we have to understand that that weight bears down hard on us. We have a Savior that said, cast all your cares and all your burdens on us. But we don't. We isolate and we separate ourselves into our own isolated misery. So The pulling apart of husband and wife is painful to all, especially, believe it or not, to God. We heard the wedding vows, and in particular when it was said, what God has joined together, let nothing, let no one bring them apart. What happened there? Was it a case of mutual amnesia between husband-to-be and wife-to-be? Or more succinctly, a case where this was not a union where God did bring together at all in the first place. The word of God continues in Malachi 2:16 says, of the one flesh of marriage. When God created man in his own image, Genesis 1:27 says, so God created man in his own image. In the image and likeness of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. God intends for our created images to manifest into a created intention. That means we are to emulate the oneness that exists in the Godhead of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, to be an ongoing replication here on earth. When we succeed in marriage, this is an earthly replication of the relationship in the heavens. So why do so many marriages fail? We talked about it. According to the spoken marriage vows of better or worse are not taken wholeheartedly. Many will go as far as to say, I didn't expect all this, when the intent of the marriage vows are for whatever the case, circumstance, or situations may be. Excluding violence? No. Excluding abuse? We're not having that. Or neglect? No. It's understood that God does not expect someone to have to submit themselves to deviant and destructive behavior. But it's safe to say that God probably may not have approved of this marriage in the very beginning. Was there the prayer for discernment to move into marriage? What are the reasons for marriage? For sexual permission and approval, financial status gain? If it's faulty going into marriage, I promise you, those are some very faulty that will surface and be the demise of said marriage. And then finally, Malachi 2:16d says, so watch yourself. Don't let your guard down. Don't cheat seed. I believe that many marriages fail because there are those that aren't simply qualified for marriage. They have not yet matured from the single frame of mind to the adult-centered and giving mindset of the ones properly prepared to give themselves in marriage. I'd like for someone to produce those success failure rate of relationships that are unmarried and talking about living together, shacking up. Far too many propose that marriage is obsolete and outdated when in fact marriage is simply not for everyone. Many may want the benefits of marriage but lack the continuity, harmony, and mutuality for marriage. God reluctantly states in divorce, Matthew 5:32, our Lord says, but I tell you that anyone who divorces his wife, except for sexual immorality, makes her the victim of adultery. And anyone who marries a divorced woman commits adultery. And then further in Matthew 19:8, Jesus replied, Moses permitted you to divorce your wives because your hearts were hard, but it was not this way from the beginning. So marriage is far more than just a piece of paper, y'all. Just like being saved is far more than water baptism. Both are representations of something spiritually more significant. There is a spiritual component that ties the spiritual and earthly worlds together when entered in. So it is better to say nay to marriage than to enter in and fall away. There's always a better hope for the future for those of us that have failed to marry for our proper mate. We seek the forgiveness, wisdom, and guidance when it comes to marriage, divorce, and everything in between. So sometimes it's best to say nay and forego marriage, at least for a time, to examine ourselves to see if we are truly prepared for marriage, so that when you do stay, it will be for a lifetime, regardless of hell, high water,
poverty, sickness, what God has joined together, it is so true. Let nothing and no one bring you apart. I want to thank my special guests, y'all. We was talking about staying there. These awesome women of God, Dorian Marie and Tanisha N. Collins, came in with some beautiful energy and wisdom, and I am certainly looking forward to them coming back so that we can continue this conversation, because I'm sure in my spirit that there's going to be so much more that has to be revealed. I just want to leave you all with one final word. You all have blessed me so much. Let me leave you with a positive. The title is not the confirmation of your calling. Your calling confirms any title given or not given. So you do what God gave you to do. Whatever he has inspired you in your spirit, you know in your mind, maybe even in your dreams, even your meditation, the things that God has required of you. So don't wait for somebody to anoint you with a title when you already have known in your spirit what it is that God will have you to do. I will leave you all with Man of God Solo, because when you're talking about stay or nay or whatever decision may come before you in life, it's always best to kneel and pray. Y'all be blessed in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus. Until next time, I pray God cover you, keep you, lead and guide you, and manifest his presence deeply and richly in your life. Be blessed. Hallelujah. Be blessed.
Share the bill.